There was a missionary in Africa visiting a sick church member. Well, he asked the man and his wife several questions, including, "Is your relationship peaceful?" The man answered, "Sometimes. I say a word my wife doesn't like, or my wife will say something or do something I don't like. But when we start to quarrel, we shake hands, we shut the door, and we pray. And so peace is restored." Well, the man's answer contained a wonderfully biblical formula. He understood the need for a plan to address the times of stress and conflict that often come into every couple's life. The man's plan included three major points of restoration. The first was, he said that they shook hands. They didn't let distance settle into their relationship. They came together to work on their issues. Ephesians 4:26 tells us, "Do not let the sun go down on your anger." In other words, make time for reconciliation. And if that particular moment is bad, well, set a time the next day to come back together. The second thing we see is the man said that they shut the door. They sought a place of safety and privacy. Debating in public only heightens the stress of a discussion. Find a quiet, safe place to talk. And then thirdly, he said that they prayed. They asked God to get involved in the healing process. They sought God's direction. They asked the Holy Spirit to bring peace to an otherwise stressful situation. Psalm 34, verse 12 and following puts it this way, "Who is the man who desires life and loves length of days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it." Peace can only come from God. And God tells us that lasting peace comes by fleeing from evil and pursuing peace actively and diligently. Do you have a plan for keeping peace in your family?